Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Yaakov Avinu is on the run upwards of 20 years as his brother Esav is trying to look for him, to find him, to kill him for being the recipient of the brachos, the blessings of his father Yitzchak. And one would imagine that this final encounter between Yaakov and Esav should be a bloodbath, a screaming match, an emotional roller coaster as the two brothers who have not seen each other in such a long time would exchange very powerful and potent words to each other. But if you read the exchange, the dialogue that takes place between Yaakov and Esav, you see anything but that. But rather the two exchange pleasantries, niceties, and they share very kind and endearing words for each other. So much so that Esav Avinu even invites Yaakov Avinu to his home in Seir. Could that really be? That after such a long time, with so much pent-up anger that Esav has, and Yaakov has so much to say to his brother, that that's all that they say to each other? How are you? How have you been? Do you want to travel with me? There's so much to talk about. There's an elephant in the room. How could it be that nor the Torah doesn't share with us more of the conversation that ensued, if that is the entire conversation that ensued? A more careful look at these psukim would seem to reveal that there's an undercurrent, a backstory, and an underlying theme that the two brothers are discussing. Let's take a look at those psukim very carefully. But in order to understand the psukim and the dialogue and the exchange between the two brothers, let's first go back to the original encounter between the two brothers in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Esav is very tired. He had a hard day in the field, and the Torah reports that when he returns home, he sees his brother cooking very, very delicious lentils. Vayazid Yaakov Nazid. Yaakov is cooking up lentils and a stew. Vayavo Esav min asadev huayef. Esav returns from the field and is very tired. Vayomer Esav al Yaakov haliteni na. Min ha'adom ha'adom hazeki oyef anochi. Esav says to his brother Yaakov, I'm very tired. I'm very, very hungry. Haliteini, Narashi explains, haliteini is a language of the way that you feed a camel, a gamal. You don't taste, you don't chew the food, but just pour it down my throat. I don't have time. I need instant, immediate gratification, says Esav to his brother Yaakov. Vayomer Esav, and Esav continues, Hine Anochi Holech Lamos Vilama Lize Bechora. I'm gonna die anyway. Eat and drink, for tomorrow I may die. I'm a hunter, I'm a warrior, I'm a gatherer, I'm busy in the field, says the Ramban. My entire life is come and go, is here today and gone tomorrow. I don't have time. I'm willing to sell you the Bechora. Just give me to eat. I need to eat, and I want to eat, and I must eat. And Yaakov says, promise me, Hishavali Kayom, promise me that you'll be willing to sell me the Bechor, and if you do so, I will feed you. And Esav acquiesces. And the Torah says that the Bechor was sold from Esav to Yaakov. V'Yaakov nasan la'Esav, and Yaakov gives to Esav in exchange for the Bechorah. Lechem u'nizir adashim, he gives him all the food that he desired. V'yochal, v'yesht, v'yakam, v'yelech, v'yivez Esav es ha-Bechorah. And the verbs used to describe Esav's reaction. He ate, he drank, he got up, he walked, he left. And the Bechorah was given away by Esav to Yaakov. If you read Esav's reaction and exchange with his brother Yaakov, you get a sense that Esav is fast, quick, immediate, instant. There's no time. Feed me quickly. I don't need the Bechora. I'm here today. I'm not here tomorrow. Eat and drink, for tomorrow you may die, is the bumper sticker of Esav. That's who he is. And his name even speaks to it. Esav, Ayin, Sin, Vav is the same letters as the word Asu. Finished, complete. I have nothing more to grow. It's not a ladder, but rather it's a complete straight line. That's the life that I live. As Rashi explains, that Esav came out of the womb fully formed, fully furnished. He even had a complete set and head of hair. That's who Esav was, the hunter, the gatherer, the warrior, the quick, the instant, and lived his life as such. But Yaakov, as described in that very same Torah portion, is described as the person who is an ish tam yoshev ohalim. Yaakov is pensive, he's thoughtful, he's communicative, he takes his time, he's thorough, he sits, he learns, he thinks, he's a thinker. He's a person who's searching, he's seeking, looking to create a relationship with Hashem that doesn't happen overnight. That's a long process. And again, in his name, you see Yaakov Miloshon Akev. It's his heel. The heel is the covered part of the body. It's the part of the body that's farthest away from the brain. Yaakov Avinu is slower, more thoughtful, and takes his time. And thus there's a clash of the two brothers immediately. Early in their first encounter is a battle of two ideologies, a battle of here and now, a battle of here today, gone tomorrow. Eat and drink, for tomorrow you may die. That's the life of Esav. As opposed to Yaakov Avinu, who understands Ha'olam hazeh dome leprozdor b'fnei ha'olam haba. This world is simply an antechamber before the world to come. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos yochol b'Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu understands that there's preparation. There's time that has to go into life. We don't live for here and now. We don't eat and drink today. We look forward to a future, to the ultimate days, to Yemos HaMashiach, to Olam Haba. Thus, from the get-go, you see two siblings, two brothers, with two fundamental and different ideologies in terms of how life is lived. Skip ahead, two decades plus later, to the final encounter between Esav and Yaakov, and you see the very two same ideologies come to the fore again. As the Torah reports, when the brothers met, immediately, after Esav hasn't seen his brother in such a long time, what does he say to him? Nisa, v'nelcha, v'elcha l'negdecha. Again, verbs, quick, Yaakov, come with me, travel with me, let's go together. 1 minute, Esav, we just met, we haven't seen each other in a long time, let's converse, let's talk, let's see what's happening. And that's exactly what Yaakov says to Esav. Vayomer lav, Adoni yodea ki hayeladim rakim, you know my children are very young. Vatzon vabakar olos alai, I have a lot of flock, a lot of cattle. Udfakum yom echer vamesu kol atzon. You want me to travel so quickly in one day? You're so fast, you're so quick, immediate and instant. If I do that, and if I have that philosophy of life, of just moving and moving and moving, my entire cattle, my entire flock will die, my livestock will not be left. Says Yaakov to his brother Esav, you go, my brother. Yavor na adoni lifnei avdo. Vani esnahala li'iti l'regel ha'malacha asher lefanai. You, my brother, you need to move quickly. You can move fast. You can go on your way. But allow me to go at my pace, slowly. I need the time. I need to think. I need to take my time. I need to contemplate. I need to decide, decipher, and to think things through. And Esav responds, atzigana imach mina am ashariti. 1 second, you need help? You want to go slower? I'll help you move quicker. I'll give you some of my men. They'll pack you up. They'll carry your children. They'll take care of your camels. They'll take care of your donkeys. They'll take care of your cattle. Why are you moving so slowly? Let's go fast. And then Yaakov responds and says, it's not going to work. Why don't you go your way and I'll go my way? Vayoshev bayom ahu Esav ledarkos ira. Esav has no time to wait. And he travels immediately to go to Seir. V'Yaakov nasa sukosa. And Yaakov travels to Sukkos. In this encounter, in this exchange, in the final encounter, which seems to be an exchange of pleasantries and niceties and very kind and endearing words to each other, the brothers are speaking to an ultimate clash, to a different worldview, to an ideological and philosophical difference about this world and next world, exactly as they clashed in their first encounter with each other in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Esav is asu, he's the ish tzayid, ish sad, he's the hunter of the gatherer. Quick, catch game, eat it, be satiated, and move on. Yaakov is the ishtam yoshev oalim, thinking, contemplating, making slow moves, understanding and recognizing that we don't live life for today, but rather we have to think forward and think about our future. This battle and this differences of opinion and this ideological and philosophical difference, which speaks to the difference between these two brothers, speaks to the difference which still exists today. And Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov, have to be thoughtful and have to be pensive and have to be seekers and searchers looking forward, Kiva Moed, to the end of days. We don't live life for today. We don't live life for next week and next month, but we prepare for a future. That's the way we educate our children, not for this year, but for coming years. That's the way we live our lives. Every week we prepare for Shabbos. Every week we prepare for Yontif, and every Yontif if we look forward to the ultimate Yontif Kiva Moed, to the Mashiach Tzidkenu. And that's exactly what the Yud Gimel Ikrim are about, the 13 principles of faith that we all are familiar with. Even though Mashiach may tarry and may wait, we don't give up and we're not going to throw in the towel. But I'm still waiting for you, Mashiach. I'm still waiting for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to give up. I'm pining, I'm hoping, and I'm cleaving to my faith, to my emunah, my bitachon. Klal Yisrael live lives of the world of Yaakov, the world of looking forward, of hoping, of the Akev. It's true, we may be down, we may be battered, but it's the Akev, it's only the heel. We have only things to look up to and to look forward to. Esav's world view, the view of Edom, the view of the entire world. It's the world of Amazon Prime, it's the world of sending text messages of instant gratification. If I don't receive something today, then it was a problem. If I don't get my answer to the question that I raised, if I can't figure out the Tosfos, if I can't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I give up. We have to wait. We have to be thoughtful. We have to understand that things need time to grow. So many times I speak to youngsters who are learning and they're so frustrated and angry that they can't figure it all out overnight. And I say, what are you doing? Slowly. You'll get there. Don't expect automatically that there should be answers to all the questions, to all the problems, to all the issues. And you should be able to read and understand the Rashi and the Gemara and the Tosfos and the Ramban so quickly. It takes time. Be patient. Savlanos. This is the makkah, the plague of our generation, the expectation that everything comes fast. Eat, drink, for tomorrow you may die. That's the world of Esav. We're the world of Yaakov. Ish tam yoshev olim. We're willing to think, to contemplate, to hold, to be sovel, and to be savlanim, and to have savlanus. Patience, patience, and patience. And we see this again. Yaakov battles not just with Esav, but he battles with the Sarosh Esav, the angel of Esav in this week's Parsha, immediately before the final encounter with Esav. And as Yaakov meets the Sarosh Esav, there's a wrestling match that ensues, and Yaakov says, give me a bracha before you leave. And the angel turns to Yaakov and says, what's your name? And Yaakov responds, my name is Yaakov. And the angel of Esav turns to Yaakov and says, your name is no longer Yaakov. Lo ye'omer shimcha Yaakov ki im Yisrael. Your name is Yisrael. Why? Ki sarisa im anoshim ve'lokim v'tuchal. You fought with man and with God and you have been victorious. So let me ask you, what should Yaakov's name be? Yisrael? Yisrael just represents the fight, sarisa. Shouldn't his name be Vatuchal? And shouldn't today we be called Vatuchal and not Yisrael? Yisrael is the battle, is the fight. Ki Sarisa in Anashim Velokim. Vatuchal, we were victorious. We're victors. Yaakov was a victor. Memela, we should be called not Bnei Yisrael, but Bnei Tuchal. And the Mefarshim explain, some Mefarshim, that the answer to this question is just this. That we don't consider victory to be the ultimate. It's not winning the game. It's not the ultimate instant gratification. It's not the final outcome. But it's the sarisa. It's the fight. It's the being in the battle. It's being engaged and involved. It's being persistent and continuously looking and pining and hoping toward the future. Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov, have the midah of Yaakov Avinu that we're in it. We're in the fight, we're in the ring, we're in the match, we're in the trenches. We're not Vatuchal because that's the world of Esav. We just want to win. I just need to have my food, my drink, my water, my adoshim, the adom, adom, hazeh, that's all I need. I want to be victorious and I want to be satiated. That's the Esavs of the world. We are Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov. We're the Ishtam Yoshev Olim. We're the Sarisa. It's staying in the battle, not giving up, but continuing to fight, whether it's physical challenges, difficulties, struggles, ailments, emotional challenges, whatever it is, spiritual fighting. We need to know that we can do it, we will do it, but to look forward to the future, not to get stuck today, and not just to look with tunnel vision with our whole life. But to look forward, to look to the future, to hope, to pine, to pray, to be pensive, to be thoughtful, to be seekers and to be searchers. To be Bnei Yaakov means that we are people that look toward the future, not getting frustrated, but rather waiting for Yemos HaMashiach, waiting for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, believing in Tchias HaMeisim. These are things that are going to come. We'll get out of the mess that we're in. We will. But that's Yaakov. And we need to train ourselves and train our philosophy to recognize and understand and to remove ourselves from the world of Esav that continues to entrench us and to be encroached by that world. Because this is the world that we live in of immediate and instant gratification. We need to take advantage of everything we've been given. Look into the Torah, look into the life of Yaakov Avinu. Understand that this is a battle. And understand that this is a divide. And this encounter between Yaakov and Esav continues till today. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we be zochet to continue to be able to stay in the ring, to stay in the fight, to stay in the trenches. Sarisa, keep on fighting, keep on going. Look to the future. V'yafal pishis malmeya, im kol ze achakelo. Sarisa min arashim batuchal. And may we be zochet be'ezo shashem yizvarach to binyan bayis ha'shlishi b'karo b'mherav yameinu. Amen. Good Shabbos to everybody.